This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the most important things that Islam calls to uphold is justice. But how does Islam maintain justice and preserve human rights? Islam even calls for us to be fair and just with those who show hatred towards us. Islam guarantees humanity their rights. Their life, property, honor, and even their reputation are protected in Islam, whether they're Muslim or not. In Islam, it is not permissible to insult anyone, challenge their honor, mock them, or unjustly take their property. As the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Each person's life, their property, and their honor are sacred among you." Maintaining human rights and treating everyone fairly is imperative in Islam. In Islam, a person's value is not determined by their social or economic status, the color of their skin, their ethnicity, their popularity. Rather, it is only determined by piety. As God Almighty in the Quran says, "Indeed, the most honorable of you in the sight of God is the most pious of you. Indeed, God is all-knowing and all-aware." Islam strives to preserve and protect human rights as it forbids oppression and injustice, and it commands us to be responsible and honest with people's trust. As God says in the Quran, "Indeed, God commands you to return trust to their rightful owners, and when you judge, judge among people with fairness." Islam considers injustice an immense crime, so the punishment for injustice is also severe. If the oppressor is strong in this world, oppressing as they will, Islam threatens them with punishment on the Day of Judgment equal to double their oppression. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "I warn you of injustice, for injustice is layers of darkness on the Day of Resurrection."